I mentioned Dorothea, and she is available to speak to us. Dorothea, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Dorothea, I was very moved by your text, and I'm going to read it here because there are two strands to it. You say, "Hi, Frank. I have shed tears like everyone over the Manchester victims, but for a minute's silence at 11 a.m. in Bloomfield Centre this morning, I do not agree with it. This did not happen with the victims of our own country, my dad being one of them." Now, far be it from me to pass comment on how you feel, Dorothea, because you know what it's like to lose someone to violence. Could you explain your opinion to me in relation to 11 o'clock this morning?
Well, it was just taken for granted that everyone in the shopping centre would stop for a minute's silence. All the lights were dimmed. I didn't know what was going to happen, or I would not have been in the shopping centre. I did not stop and have a minute's silence. I continued to walk along the mall, and the looks that I was given by other people, because I wasn't doing what they were doing, I found it very intimidating. And I am allowed an opinion as well as everybody else, but the people there that were having their minute silence, they didn't know what had happened to me and my family in the 70s. Do you know?
The thing is, Dorothea, I don't know, and that's why I'm asking you, why I've been completely respectful of the suffering that you have been through. Why did you decide not to stop? We made a decision at this morning that we would adhere to it at 11 o'clock today, and there have been many other tragedies that we haven't marked with the minute silence, but we felt it was the right thing to do today. And I'm not sure why it was the right thing. I just felt it was, and we marked it at 11 o'clock as well. Bloomfield Shopping Centre obviously marked it. You said if you knew they were going to do it, you wouldn't have been there.
Exactly.
Why not?
Well, why is the Manchester atrocity being singled out for this kind of publicity for the minute silence? Was there a minute silence for the atrocity in London?
There have been moments of silence in the past that there have. I'm not aware of having marked one on the radio program before, with the exception of Armistice Day, which we do each year.
Yes.
This is the first one, I think, that we have been a part of. Maybe people feel that they need to now, because there's such fear about the growing escalation of violence and the threat which seems to be around almost every corner at this present minute in time. I was even speaking to the organiser of the Continental Market about the increase in security, even here in Belfast at the Continental Market. A similar market had been attacked, of course, in Germany at Christmas time. I think maybe we're all fearful, and we're all feeling in some way obliged to share in the suffering of the people of Manchester. But you feel we didn't do that for you at your time of crisis?
No, definitely not. And I mean, lots of other people who've obviously been victims in this country as well, they didn't get that kind of feedback, you know, that there was to be a minute silence for every victim. I mean, are we going to do this all the time now for all atrocities such as that? I mean, I feel really deeply sorry for all the victims, especially the young children, totally innocent people, you know. But we've had totally innocent people, children here as well, you know, and they're now just all forgotten about, apart from the families who obviously still remember. If these atrocities are going to happen on a weekly basis, are we going to have a weekly minute silence every time?
When you were in the shopping centre this morning, did they make some form of announcement, or did they simply dim the lights?
They made an announcement a couple of minutes before it happened.
So,
and I must say, I wasn't the only person who did not stop. There were others, but we were in the minority.
did you make a conscious decision not to stop, or was it more convenient for you simply to keep walking?
No, it was a conscious decision.
Some people will feel that that was, and again, I have to keep in mind that you lost a loved one to terrorism, but some people will feel that, considering the circumstances of the last couple of days, that that was almost a harsh thing to do.
Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinions. I'm entitled to mine. I don't see why daily life should stop because of that. I mean, it hasn't stopped here. I mean, we just keep going. And as I say, I mean, if you do it for one atrocity, you have to do it for them all then, you know, and that means if this is going to continue on a regular basis, then do the shopping centres, radio stations, whoever, do they all continue to have a minute's silence every time this happens?
Those are very relevant questions, Dorothea. Absolutely relevant questions, and I really appreciate you asking them and coming on the show. Thanks for your input. Thank you.
No problem, Frank. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
It's a very relevant point, and it's made more relevant because Dorothea is a victim. And that's why I'm listening more carefully to what she is saying than some other bloke who might ring up and say, ah, couldn't be bothered, or what, are they going to start some sort of trend? Do you know what I mean? Who hasn't suffered. But someone who has suffered, I would have thought personally would have been the first person to have stood still and to have observed the minute silence. But when you listen to her speaking, is there some wisdom in what she is saying? And again, who am I to question a victim of terrorism here?